At the close of 3 days of fasting and prayer and close communion with God, Esther felt that she had not found her way to the royal palace by chance. God had truly placed the crown upon her head for such a time as this. Dressed in her finest garments, she made her way to the king's private court. Despite the danger, she walked firmly, without fear.
The hearts of kings are in the hands of God, and he will incline this king's heart toward me.
All business in the throne room ceased at the sight of the queenly figure standing in the high archway.
Who is it?
Who would dare to come to court unannounced?
Can it be the queen? She will lose her life.
It is the queen.
The king looks furious.
No, he's smiling now. He's holding out his scepter to the queen.
And the queen smiles too, and approaches the throne.
She's stunning. Beautiful.
She's touching the scepter.
Shh.
What brings my charming queen to the inner court?
I have a request to make, Your Majesty.
All right, ask it, and it shall be given to you, even unto half my kingdom.
If I have found favor in the king's sight, will he come this night to a banquet which I have prepared?
Ah.
And bring along Haman, his chief advisor. Then I shall make my request known to Your Majesty.
Yes, that's a wonderful idea. I will come at the seventh hour tonight. Haman shall be with me. Well, Haman, you have a ready answer for everything. Is it possible that the queen's wisdom exceeds her beauty? Or is she more beautiful than wise?
Only Your Majesty could answer such a question. Both her beauty and her wisdom are beyond an ordinary mortal's judgment.
Oh, yes. Well, it must be said that she fills us with fine food and drink before making her request known.
A feast to mellow any man's eye. But a double honor here in the Queen's private chambers.
Well, let us drink, then, to the Queen, who has earned the favor of her people and of her king.
To the Queen of Queens.
Oh, now I can wait no longer. Your request, Esther, I must hear it.
Would it not please my husband to return tomorrow?
Hmm?
The request can wait. It would give me pleasure to honor him and Haman at another banquet.
Oh, yes. All right, so be it. We will count the hours until our next meeting.
The Queen does me much honor. My heart has never known such happiness.
When Haman departed, he thought he was the happiest man in the world. But it was his misfortune to pass Mordecai near the palace gate. One glimpse of that old man standing straight as an arrow filled his heart with wrath. Hurrying home, he told his wife,
Curse the day that Mordecai was born.
Does a mouse cause a giant to tremble?
Huh?
He'll soon be finished. The day of execution is near.
But I want to be rid of him now. He's ruining everything. Others see his defiance. They snicker when my back is turned. Soon they won't even wait for me to turn.
Oh, stop fretting, Haman. No Israelite is worth such a misery. Do away with him at once.
Huh?
Order a gallows built this very night. Make it high so that he'll hang for all to see.
That's a good plan. But what of the king?
Are you forgetting you dined in the palace this night, and the honor will be yours again tomorrow night? You're strongly in the king's favor. He'll not hesitate to grant you the life of one old man.
Yes, yes, I will do it. Construction will begin on the gallows within the hour. This very night, I will go to the palace and ask the king for permission to hang Mordecai.